Hello and welcome to another one-on-one with me, Peter Smith. And my guest today is a model, a singer, an actress, an author. Is there anything in fact that you've not done? And still, the right side of 30 years old as well. It's Eva Frolingova. And please, if I get that pronunciation wrong, please correct
me.
No, it was right. That was right. Frolingova.
Yeah.
Is that how I say it? Okay. Now, is there anything there? Model, actress, singer, author? Anything I've missed out?
No, I think that's it.
Those are four different skins there. Which of those skins do you feel most comfortable in?
Well, that's something that you actually missed out. Lately, I have my head in some in a business because we are doing a school for talented children. But I also feel a lot like an author lately because I'm writing my second book that will come out in 2 months. Singer also because I just finished my trip. I was in Paris for 6 months and I was working on a little album. 6 songs only, and it was very different from what I did until now. It was much more dance, something like Daft Punk or something like that.
Let me take you back, yeah. Because, you know, your CV does go back quite a long way, even though I believe you're 29 now, is that correct?
Yeah, it's terrible, I'm going to be 30.
There you go. No. You're still 29. Still 29,
okay,
to that,
yeah,
final
let's
day.
Let's go with that.
Okay. If we go back to when you left your hometown, which I believe is Litvinov.
Uh-huh, yeah.
First of all, tell me about Litvinov. What was it like growing up there? Because I imagine it was very different from Paris.
Yeah, well, it's boring there. There's nothing happening. And so, I mean, it will always be my home. And I have a certain nostalgia when I go, like, through this town and driving through or going to see my parents or anything. So it will always be in me. But it's kind of boring, you know. There is nothing to do. So a lot of people from there are models, or they travel to, you know, all around the world, or go to Prague at least, or so we have famous hockey players there, and so I was the same way. I was just like, let's, you know, I have to get out of here.
No, it's very famous for its chemical works, is Litvinov.
Yeah, also we didn't go to school when there was too much smog, and we had to wear something on our, you know, like a mask on our face.
So do you still have nostalgia for those days?
I do, because it was my home. I mean, when you're small, you live in this environment. It's just all you know. So of course, for you, it's home.
I believe, was your dad involved in the chemical plant as well? I read.
Yeah, that. Yeah, he works. He still works there. He's been working there for, I don't know, like 30 years. My father also, I mean, okay, he works there, but in the same time, he plays guitar, he draws amazing pictures, he writes poems, you know, and stuff like that. And my mom, she's been always writing, and she's into dance and stuff like that. So they had kind of a artistic, you know, soul a little bit. So I took those things from them, I guess.
And you talked about modeling as well. A lot of people become models, and that's exactly what you became, wasn't it?
Well, my grandfather was born in France. And when he went to Czech Republic, he fell in love with my grandmother, and then the frontier closed. And so he couldn't go back, and he stayed in Czech Republic with a kind of a nostalgia. He was always talking to us with a very French, very strong French accent about Paris, about France, about Edith Piaf, about Eiffel Tower, about French architecture, French food and everything. And for me, it was like a fairy tale, you know. And of course, living in Litvinov, I was like, oh my God, I have to go there, you know. It sounds so beautiful. So when I was 14, I went to see my sister in Prague, and I saw some casting for a French model agency. It wasn't really the desire of being a model, but it was just to see Paris. And so I went there, and they chose me, and so I went.
And you were 14 years old. A lot of people would think that's really, really young. I know in the modeling industry they do start young, of course, but were you with girls of the same age, were new recruits? I mean, was anybody there looking after you? How did the system work when you got there?
They put me to a model apartment, so there were more girls older than me who, you know, looked after me, and I was also living with our booker, and so she also took care of me, and I went to school. So
you did receive some kind of standard education.
Yeah.
That was in, would you advise a 14-year-old girl to do the same now?
No, I wouldn't. I think it changes all your perspective on everything. If I had a 14-year-old daughter, I would probably go with her, support her a bit more. I know my mom couldn't do that because, you know, we didn't have money at this time. And
so you admit you were too young. You were too young.
I think I was too young, yeah.
Yeah. And you say it changed your perspective on life, but yeah. Is that in a positive way? Every experience is good.
I also agree that that everything is for a reason, that everything is good, and I don't regret anything. And thanks to it, I have all those amazing possibilities that I have in my life, work-related. But I don't know, it's personally hard in some kind of... I don't know, I'll probably say too much because I usually do, so I'll just stop there. But sometimes it's hard, you know.
Okay, it sounds like you have a lot of things to say about the modelling industry, but maybe we can talk about that at a different time. Yeah. Musical influences at that young age. We all gain experience, you know, influences from our parents or friends. What were yours?
It's really strange because... because, okay, I was listening, like, to Gainsbourg, from my grandfather, you know, and Edith Piaf, and I was listening to Beck and Susan Vega and just like everyone, you know, at this time. And then I was listening to some Czech groups because my father was listening to it. And now when I talk about it, it sounds really stupid. Like, you know, I was listening to Gentour and Janek Ledecký, and no one knows this, I guess, who is listening to us.
Ooh, I mean, no, our listeners will probably know Janek Ledecký.
And Karel Krejl, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, there is, when you look at all these people, there is no connection, you know, but it's just all this together that I think made the album, also the first album, kind of original and different from other artists, which was great, you know.
I mean, you got a 4-album deal with Virgin Records, is that right?
Three. Yeah.
3-album deal. That's a pretty big thing at that young age.
Yeah, it was. But I didn't realize it. You know, when you're a child, things are just happening and you go with the flow and you're like, all right. If things like this happen to you when you're older, you know, I mean, you would be, I think, much more, you'd appreciate it much more. But at this time, I was just like, all right, well, it's happening.
You didn't think too much about it.
I didn't think too much, yeah.
Yeah. So you came back to Prague from Paris in 2004. Why was that? Why do you make that decision? Got tired of Paris, tired of life, they say, don't they?
No, I'm tired of life now, but before, no.
29, come on.
Yeah. I started to do some interviews and you know, my first single started to work in Paris and in Belgium, and Czech EMI called French EMI and they said, well, you know, send Iva to us for a week or two for some interviews and stuff. And so I thought, great, I'll see my mom and I'll go back. So I came here and I met someone and, you know, I fall in love.
There's always a guy involved, or a girl involved.
That's, and so I changed everything, now. But I don't regret it at all.
And you had a big break that year, the film Roman Progeny.
Yeah, that helped me a lot. People remember my music until now from Roman Progeny. It's always like, can you play something from Roman Progeny? Sometimes it's a bit even annoying, you know, like you want to play new songs and they're always like Roman Progeny.
That was the song La Muerte from Roman Progeny. And you're working again with the director, Philip Rensch. First time as an actress, what fresh challenges did you face?
I felt like an alien, you know, in the middle of all those people. I felt like I don't belong there, but I was very grateful to Philip Rensch that he, you know, let me do this.
You were telling me before about some program starting a school for talented children.
Yeah, we want to do this with my manager because I have all this experience. I feel like it would be nice to, you know, prepare, you know, kids that want to do this job, actors or singers or whatever, you know, just prepare them for the true story of this business. I mean, tell them the truth because I feel like kids dream about something, but they don't realize also the hard parts of it. And so we are doing like this kind of school for talented children that's going to be like weekends courses. The teachers are all well-known people. You know, they have time of practice where they teach them how to sing or how to get ready for this or that. So, yeah, it's something very interesting and something new for me. And
don't make the same mistakes I did. Is it one of those things?
Kind of, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, good luck with that. All the way from Litvinov, then Paris, and here in Prague, Eva Frilingova. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Elle est venue pour me prendre, alors j'ai tout laissé tomber. J'ai tout quitté pour descendre et pour mieux succomber à la mort.